Good morning. Do you all know what the word loophole means? It basically means a way to get out of an agreement. It could also mean that something is not very clear, but the goal of that is that you can get out of something. For example, let's say your teacher leaves the room and she says to the class, "The only jelly beans you can eat are the green ones. Don't eat anything else, just the green ones." And y'all are standing around the bowl and you're looking and you're saying, "Wow, I see those green ones, but then there's this other color that's kind of green, kind of yellow. I think that's a loophole. I think we can eat both." That's kind of what I'm talking about. You might be saying, why is she asking us about loopholes when the story in the Bible that we're reading today is about the Good Samaritan? You all know that story. Someone is on the side of the road, maybe even in a ditch, and they've been hurt and they need help. And people walk by one after another and they see them, but they don't help them. Finally, the last person that comes by does the right thing and is kind to the person who's injured and makes sure they get the help they need, even though there are some differences between the person who helped the injured man and the injured man. So the reason I'm mentioning loopholes is that if you read the part of the story before the Good Samaritan, Jesus is handling a situation. And that's why he tells the story of the Good Samaritan. It's because he's handling this other situation. And the other situation is this. He is with some folks, including this one guy who was a highly trained, highly educated, religious scholar, a religious teacher. And this highly educated, highly experienced, highly trained religious scholar says to Jesus, "So Jesus, what is it that you're saying is the way that we can get into heaven and live forever, live an eternal life?" And Jesus throws it back at the guy and says, "Well, you've read the law. You've read some things. What do you think is the way to get into heaven?" And the religious scholar says, "Well, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbors the way you would love yourself." And Jesus says, "That's exactly right." But this religious scholar, at least this is what I think is happening, he doesn't want to be outdone by Jesus, this carpenter. Why would Jesus ask him questions? He, the teacher, the academic teacher, should be the one asking Jesus questions. I tend to think this guy was a little threatened by Jesus and everything that Jesus knew and the way that Jesus was living his beautiful life. So after Jesus says, "You got it, man, that's right. That's the key to living an eternal life." The scholar, I can just kind of see him scratching his face and his hand is behind his back and he's kind of walking around pacing. So he looks at Jesus and here's where a loophole comes in. He says, "Okay, so I gotta love my neighbor as I would love myself. Well, tell me the definition of neighbor." And it sounds to me like in that moment he's looking for a loophole. He wants Jesus to use words to define neighbor so that maybe there's a way that this guy doesn't actually have to love everybody. Maybe there's a way Jesus is going to define neighbor that he'll let this guy love who he has a lot in common with, love who he really already likes, love who he looks like, love people who like the same music that he likes. He's looking for a loophole out of having to love everybody. Well, Jesus, being Jesus, instead of getting caught in that question, says, let me tell you a story. And basically, he tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And he says to the guy at the end of that story, basically, got any questions? Who do you think is your neighbor now? And the guy has to say, everybody. Everybody's my neighbor. Doesn't matter what kind of music they listen to. Doesn't matter what they look like. Doesn't matter what their beliefs are. Doesn't matter if we have anything in common. All humans, all children of the Creator are my neighbor. That's what that guy had to walk away with. That's hard to do. But if we pray about it and practice it, we'll get better at it. So let's start praying right now. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for setting the example and help us to love our neighbors even when we're not sure how to do it. Amen.